Good morning and welcome. You're listening to News18.com's Daybreak. Hello and welcome everyone. You're listening to News18's podcast, The Daybreak, with me, Zoya Mateen. Let's quickly have a look at some of the top stories for the day. Now, the Supreme Court yesterday rejected a plea by 21 opposition parties that asked for counting of at least 25% of EVM paper trail machines instead of only 5 in every assembly segment. Now, this was the second time that the top court turned down their plea. A bench which was headed by Chief Justice of India, Ranjan Gogoi, said that we are not inclined to modify our order. Now, it's important to note that during a hearing on April 8th, the Election Commission had argued that results of the Lok Sabha election could be delayed by 5 days if 50% of VVPATs in every assembly segment were counted. However, undeterred by the Supreme Court's verdict, Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu, who led the opposition leaders in filing the review place in the first place, said that he would not give up the fight for transparency in the election process. Day after Ranjan Gogoi, the Chief Justice of India, was given a clean chit by the Supreme Court's in-house inquiry panel in the sexual harassment allegations against him, the complainant has demanded that she be given the report to know the basis on which her complaint was found to have no substance. In a letter to the panel, she wrote that I have the right to know how, why and what basis have your lordships found my complaint to have no substance. Now, the woman's demands for transparency and a fair probe were echoed by many activists and lawyers who gathered outside the Supreme Court yesterday to protest against the verdict. 55 of them, in fact, were detained during the demonstration. Over 200 Delhi University students have issued a public statement condemning the Prime Minister Narendra Modi for making derogatory and untrue remarks about former Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi. The statement came after Modi in a rally on Saturday targeted the Congress President Rahul Gandhi on the Rafale issue and said, and I quote, that your father was termed Mr. Clean by his courtiers, but his life ended as the number one Bhrashtachari. Now, the statement, which was issued by the professors on Monday night and was signed by 207 teachers, read that Narendra Modi has lowered the dignity of the office of the Prime Minister by making derogatory and untrue remarks about the late Rajiv Ji, who made the supreme sacrifice in the service of the nation. No Prime Minister has ever stooped to this level through such actions as has Modi, the statement further read. In fact, the Supreme Court today is going to hear Congress's complaint on the very matter on PM's Bhrashtachari number one remark, which the Congress termed in the complaint as an insult to the Prime Minister who died for the country. Now, a day after the idea of a federal front gathered steam with Telangana Chief Minister K. Chandrasekhar Rao, or Mr. KCR as he's popularly known, visiting his Kerala counterpart Pinarayi Vijayan on Tuesday, the Kerala chief said that the meeting turned out to be extremely significant. Vijayan also told the media KCR's assessment for this election is that the both fronts, that is the Congress and the BJP-led coalitions, will not come close to the majority mark. He added that regional parties are going to play a huge role this time in making the government. However, at the same time, he maintained that no discussions related to the prime ministerial candidate for the federal front, if it transpires, of course, has been held. Now, the TRS chief has been proposing a non-BJP, non-Congress federal front at the center for some time now. As a part of his plan, he also embarked on a tour of Kerala and Tamil Nadu. KCR had in fact also placed a call to Karnataka Chief Minister H.T. Kumaraswamy, but the Chief Minister's office said that it was a courtesy call. It's rallies galore in New Delhi, the capital of the country, as it goes to polling in the next upcoming sixth phase of the Lok Sabha elections to be held on Sunday. After Yogi Adityanath and Atishi from AAP, as well as Swara Bhaskar, who campaigned for AAP with them, rallied across the length and breadth of the city yesterday, today we are going to find Prime Minister Narendra Modi as well as Priyanka Gandhi Vadra taking down to the streets of Delhi with a rally and a roadshow respectively. After this, Rahul Gandhi, the Congress chief, is also expected to be rallying tomorrow in the national capital. Moving on, in a significant global development, two Reuters journalists who were jailed in Myanmar after they were convicted of breaking the Official Secrets Act walked free from a prison on Tuesday after spending more than 500 days behind bars. Before their arrest in 2017, Val Lone and Kwa So Oo had been working on an investigation into the killing of 10 Rohingya Muslim men and boys by security forces and Buddhist civilians in western Myanmar's Rakhine state during an army crackdown that began in 2017. Now, the operation sent more than 730,000 Rohingya fleeing to Bangladesh, according to the UN estimates. The arrest of these two journalists created a huge global outcry and questioned Myanmar's claims of being a democratic nation. And their release, the journalists' release, comes after the president, Win Myint, has pardoned thousands of other prisoners in mass amnesties since last month. This comes as a custom in Myanmar for authorities to free prisoners across the country around the time of the traditional New Year, which began on April 17th. Right, that's all for today, but we'll be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, please don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and continue to follow the website for more updates. Thank you for listening. Have a good day, everyone.
Thank you for listening. Stay updated by visiting news18.com.